All right, so hope everybody's having a good morning. So I have a little message this morning that I titled Hope. And our verse this morning is Jeremiah 29:11, which is a very popular verse in the Bible. And it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Here are some of the truest, most beautiful words ever written, and this is Psalm 42:5. It says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed with me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Hope is a small word, but it's one of the most powerful. Why? Because in hope lies the power of the human soul to turn to God and live as if his promises are going to come true. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Well, God, all through the Bible it talks about God's promises. And just so you know, every single promise that he has made has been proven true and has come true. So if there's promises that you're still hoping for, just know God's promises all come true. So some people think hope is an emotion. You know, I'm feeling hopeful, they say. But true hope is a discipline, a determination to believe in God's reality and power, even when the world seems to be crashing down around you. That is the genius and the power of hope. It flies in the face of calamity, saying, "The world can do its worst to me, but still I will hope. Still, I will know that this is the day the Lord has made, and he will take care of me." The key to surviving any challenge or crisis is hope. Hope that Jesus loves you. Hope that he is right now working out a solution for you. Hope that the future you place in his hands will be better than the present that you hold in your own. Remember, Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So practice this hope, even if you have to will yourself to do it. With its power, you will overcome all things. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. That's Isaiah 40:31. Let's read that again. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So that's our prayer today, that we will put our hope in Jesus, because at the end of the day, he's really all that matters. Let's pray. God, we come to you this morning. We just we turn it all over to you, God. We just our hope is in you, because you have all the answers. And I just pray that everybody on this call will just hit the pause button right now and just focus on you, God, and just focus on the hope that we have in you, that your promises always come true. You don't make false promises, and we're so thankful for that. Thank you for letting us be together this morning. Thank you for letting us share time together. We love you so much, and we're so thankful. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a great day, everybody.